Technology today has never been smarter. But smart only matters when you put it to good use. Together we can build a smarter future for all of us. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart.
I believe we have Christopher J. Brooks with us from Newsday. Hello, Christopher.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Okay. It's Friday. That usually makes me happy.
Definitely. Weekend's here.
For starters, yeah. Just for my radio audience, this is Christopher J. Brooks from Newsday, and he's his latest story, or that I have, he's written about the North Hempstead votes to ban the sale of marijuana for recreational use. Well, Christopher, tell us what's going on there.
Well, this is sort of the last legislation and a trio of laws that the town has passed in the last couple of months just to sort of get ahead of what looks like the state's move to legalize recreational marijuana. This really started back in October when the town started to notice this sort of clustering of medical marijuana facilities in Nassau County being only in North Hempstead Town. This sort of irritated the town officials because they looked up and saw that there were no dispensaries in Oyster Bay or in Hempstead or in Glen Cove or in Long Beach. So their feeling was these medical dispensaries had ambitions to turn into recreational stores once the state legalized recreational use. So they began doing legislation that sort of governs how they can act, the medical dispensary, that is, how they could act, where they could go. And then this ban on recreational marijuana was just sort of the cherry on top of the sundae, so to speak.
Right. Well, you know, that's that kind of colors the whole story differently. Because I didn't think about that. You think that this law is reactionary in the sense that like the powers that be wanted to dump a bunch of stores in their vicinity, and they're actually passing this law so that doesn't happen?
They're passing this law so that there can be no sale of recreational marijuana. However, I've heard residents and town officials say multiple times, in public and in private, that they have no qualms with a medical use because the way you use medical marijuana is much different than how we would use it for recreational purposes. And they realize the health benefits to someone who uses it, but they draw sort of a fence to the recreational use of it. And this is their way of sort of saying, we want to draw the line between allowing people who medically need it to have it, but not allow residents to use it recreationally. And there's some sort of societal downfall to doing it recreationally. At least that's what they believe.
Yeah, right. Do you believe, I mean, just looking at this, I'm thinking they're kind of being naive. Where is their power to decide or make sure that medical marijuana isn't used in a recreational way? How do you ensure that that doesn't happen? I don't see.
I guess that's the question because if you look at the police log of Nassau County Police Department within North Hempstead, there's probably some police reports that someone's got picked up for selling marijuana somewhere on the street right now. I don't know where it is, but it probably is. So it's probably happening already, which means they haven't, policed it well already, right? But what this would do is a couple things. This would officially make in North Hempstead the sale of it in a store form, as in I walk an established, you know what I'm saying?
There won't be a commercial store for it.
The ban of that and the enforcement of somebody on the corner, that's been in existence since
Yeah, exactly. See, I would think that a more reasonable law, if you're really against recreational marijuana, then pass a law that says no marijuana in your area. Because I don't see how you can, how do you stop? I mean, it's like a guy buys soda and maybe uses that as a cleaning detergent and other people drink it. How can you tell what somebody's going to do with it once they've got it? They can't police that. They can't even police the law they said that you're not allowed to sell regular marijuana someplace.
Well, you can't completely ban it altogether because there's people who still need it medically, and they can't bar the medical dispensaries from being in the town because that's something the county health department, the state health department mandates where those facilities can go.
Right.
So they have to. This is their way of sort of trying to separate the two. This is what they have within their power, the recreational part, but they don't have the medical in their sort of jurisdiction, and so their hands are tied there. But
I get it.
It is what it is.
Do you think this is going to be effective?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on your definition of effective. So here's
well,
the thing.
Will it give them the desired result? They want no recreational marijuana in North Hempstead. I don't know how you can discern between, you know, okay, some medical marijuana patients put a tincture under their tongue. Some of them, you know, some of them smoke it.
Well, you know, there's no evidence that it's not happening already right now.
Yeah, I know.
So even if they pass it,
That's the thing.
Even if they passed it, you know, people who are selling it on the corner or selling it in front of the bodega, they're going to exist prior to this and even after this.
Yeah. See, when I first read your article, I got the feeling that, you know, they were just, I mean, like they're scared. It's something new and, oh my God, we don't want this. But when you mentioned how a majority of those dispensaries or even legal stores wound up being slated for North Hempstead, that's a, you know, they get the feeling that, hey, you know what, they're going to dump all of this stuff here.
It's funny because at the time where they started getting these two dispensaries, one is MedMen and the other is Curaleaf and Carl Place, there was only one dispensary in Suffolk, and it was way out in Riverhead. But if you read Newsday Today, you'll see that they're trying to open a second one for Suffolk in East Farmingdale. So had they known that other localities on the island were starting to get them as well, and this may be a slow rollout to different locations, maybe they wouldn't have reacted the way that they did. As it is still right now in Nassau County, the only two state approved dispensaries for medical marijuana are in North Hempstead Town. One is in Lake Success and the other one is in Carl Place.
That was the other thing we were thinking. This is like Hempstead Township, not the, what would you call it, the specific location of North Hempstead.
Well, it is in an unincorporated part of North Hempstead, so not within a village that's its own independent governmental entity. Lake Success and Carl Place are, you know, for lack of a better term, neighborhoods within North Hempstead Town.
Right.
They're just names like Bed-Stuy things.
But that does open it up a bit. I thought we were talking about a much smaller parcel of land as far as North Hempstead, but this is the township of North Hempstead.
Yeah, they're both in the town of North Hempstead. Different parts of the town.
Right.
But yeah, they're both in there. So this would apply to any North Hempstead governed space within the town limits. Now what further complicates this is that within North Hempstead, there are 32, I believe, independent villages that do not adhere to this law. They would have to make their own village-level ordinance that would say this is what we can and can't allow for medical marijuana. And actually, as we're talking about this, other villages within the town have already started to move to make marijuana legislation. Mineola, Muncie Park, New Hyde Park are all sort of following suit one way or the other from what the town is doing.
Right. They want to have a little control over how it's rolled out and how it happens. I understand that.
Yeah, especially where the facilities get to open. Like a lot of these communities I just mentioned, they just want to make sure they are away from schools, away from places of worship, away from parks, away from like places where the public will.
All the common sense things that we years ago we didn't need to be told. Apparently today we do need to be told every single common sense thing that we used to understand. My other question, and I think I know the answer to this, I'm going to ask you anyway. What if someone comes up and says, well, listen, you guys don't want to be involved in the selling and all that of the recreational marijuana. We get it. But then we also get that maybe you shouldn't receive any of the profits from that endeavor.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one of two really important wrinkles that we haven't figured out in terms of if the state passes it. So that's one of the wrinkles. What you're explaining is, and that's a great point, so let's say Albany passes it and it's legalized. Mm-hmm. Then it's taxed. Then there's revenue that's generated from that tax that Albany would have to share with all the municipalities. If you're North Hempstead and you're Bandit, you don't get any of that, right? So that's basically what you're saying. At least in theory, you don't get it.
Well, that would be the fair way to do it.
Right. And then, so the other part of that is, so I don't know if you listened a couple of days ago, but Governor Cuomo was on WNYC, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, where he said, look, I will give cities the opportunity to opt out of this, you know, legalization. Right. What he didn't say, and what we're still trying to figure out, is if that opt-out applies to just cities and counties, or if towns like North Hempstead and villages like Mineola also can play into that. So those are the two biggest wrinkles. But let me address what you said about the revenue part, the tax revenue not going to North Hempstead. Here is the sort of lesser-known but fact about North Hempstead. If North Hempstead does not get the tax revenue from the marijuana, they're not going to close tomorrow. Financially, North Hempstead is fine. Uh-huh. North Hempstead has the highest bond rating a municipality can have. Mm-hmm. High investment grade. Their property taxes, the revenue that they generate from property taxes has been consistent and level for years.
The taxes stay the same? The taxes haven't been going up with everybody else's?
No, so everything's been flat.
Okay.
And the services that you expect from a government and all the extra perks, that is all happening. So if they were to say, yes, let's take the money, it's just a found money. It's an extra $20 bill you found on the ground. They don't need it. So they don't have to sacrifice the fact that they don't want people smoking marijuana or selling it in their town just to get the revenue from it.
Well,
they wouldn't need it.
You know, you can also pass a law that says, yeah, you can buy it here, but you're not allowed to smoke it on the street.
Well,
you're not allowed to smoke it already. Did they enforce that? Is that workable?
the people who are in jail right now for smoking or selling, they will suggest the people you can ask for right now. But the larger point I'm trying to make is the town, while that's an option to get the revenue for it, they're not in desperate need of that money.
Are they elected officials?
Are who elected officials?
The people who put this little force together to pass this law.
They get elected by the people.
Okay,
yes,
so
they do.
How are their constituents, I guess their constituency is backing this?
Yeah. You know, with every place you'll find all over the country, there's always a split. Some people who are for, some people who are against. But I will tell you this, the people who made the effort to come to town council meetings, so the ones I've been able to get access to and quote and hear from, they're majorly anti recreational marijuana. But that is not to say the entire town is, because obviously I haven't talked to everyone in the town. Right. I've only been able to talk to the people who are willing to come to the board meetings and say, we don't want this. So this is sort of what the town council is doing is sort of a reflection of what they're hearing from their constituents. And the ones that I've heard from are they don't want the sale or smoking of recreational marijuana.
Yeah, I find it a little, I don't know. So they're going to turn down a revenue stream, is basically it.
In theory, we'll see.
Right, yeah. And according to what you told me, is that they don't really need the money, and that could be possible. But how about their constituents saying, "You mean if we did this, my taxes could go down?"
It's, but see, they would have to listen. You would have to have the state pass the law.
I understand.
And then publicly show us the tax revenue sharing structure for that, and then we would have to see how much money in theory you would get from that.
Right. So they got to figure out. Right. They got to figure out how much money they would actually lose by not doing it. And that's going to take them to not do it and wait till it's implemented and see what others get.
Exactly.
And they're going to miss the first, what would you call it? I don't know, the first pass as far as tax money being being distributed.
Yeah.
And now those people are elected officials. And to me, I don't see that happening. I just don't see that they can hold out and say, no, we're not going to take the revenue because we're, I don't know, we're righteous. We're good. So we're not going to do that. Well, we lost $400 million. Well,
right, but that's the thing. How much money? Let's say all that goes through, and ideally, North Hempstead lost out on $250,000. They're not, you know, crying over two because what the governor has said, at least in his projections,
he thinks it's $300 million for the whole state.
$300 million.
Yeah,
but that's for the whole state. So North Hempstead isn't getting $300 million. They're probably not even getting $1 million.
Yeah,
they would get less of that, and that in the grand scheme of the town's $68-69 million annual budget, $250,000.
If indeed that's the number. I think this whole conversation is pinned on what that number is going
to
be.
Right. Because that's why it's hard to have these conversations because we don't really know.
No. It's good. You know, but money talks. And the bigger the number, the louder it talks.
Oh, absolutely.
I would love, you know, I'd love to be the guy just waiting for them. I'd like to see that meeting.
That's what we're doing. That's the beauty about what I do for them. All this stuff keeps coming out.
Yeah, that's great.
All this
great
information keeps coming out, and there's extra stories to tell, extra chapters to this to this whole song. That's what's awesome.
Well, you certainly have job security, because this is going to go on for a long time.
It is. You know, yeah, it'll be great.
I hope to speak with you in the future about this, you know, and any updates, please give us a call, and hey, we'll go through them. I think it's interesting.
Of course.
We'll see what happens.
It's absolutely busy, Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Christopher, and we'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Take care.
All righty. You too. Bye-bye. We want to thank Christopher J. Brooks, who wrote the story for Newsday about the North Hempstead banning the sale of marijuana for recreational use. And we want to thank Newsday in general for, you know, putting us in touch with their reporters and letting us talk about so many of the stories that come out.
Technology today has never been smarter, but smart only matters when you put it to good use. Together, we can build a smarter future for all of us. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.